Blog Talk Radio.
Canned Laughter and Coffee with Renee Bernard. Women's fiction, romance, and laughter.
Oh, that theme music is just killing me. It's just killing me, I swear to God. Hi, y'all. Everybody pull up a chair and let's have some canned laughter and coffee. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, everybody. Welcome to another Tuesday night edition. And for my Southern listeners, it is nothing. I lived in the South for 15 years. Please, loving the country music. There's just something about the banjo in the intro that's not working for me. And tonight of all nights, I have Shayla Black on the program. And am I right? That music?
Not exactly my speed, but...
No. No, it isn't. I'm like, what the heck? Okay, but welcome. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
I know you're regretting it. You're like, what?
Anymore.
What show am I on? You're like, what is that music? What's going on? No. Sheila changed the music. She's trying to upgrade the image of the program, and I think that was just a placeholder. Music.
Gotcha.
And then the joke is that I was supposed to have picked something else out, and then every week she just keeps putting it in there. So.
Gotcha. So you'll have to pick something rocking for next week.
I think I'm gonna scare her and pick something from Bollywood or something just completely techno dance.
African tribal music or something.
Yes.
Really offbeat.
Afro pelt. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
There you go. And
did you write to that?
I think I'm going to do it, man. I think I'm going to do it. And then completely throw her off on the front. Yeah.
There you go.
That's what you do when your boss goes out of town. You change the
program.
While
the cat's away, the mice will play.
Absolutely. What? This is it. This is your day. This is our, if I may say, this is our day. But this is your day. You have got a book out today.
Today. Yay.
Today. And it's delicious.
It's, yes. It is the third book in the Wicked Lovers series, but they're all standalone. They're just connected by characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the series actually had been on hiatus for about 2.5 years, so I'm really, really, really excited after 2.5 years of emails from people going, when's the book about Luke going to be out?
I was going to say, that's very cruel to readers. You know, if you've got a series going, it's pretty mean to leave them hanging. So,
it was not
intentional. Not your fault. Yeah. Say, not my fault. Although, anticipation, right?
Right. And so I have been torturing people for, I don't know, the last maybe 4 months with, you know, covers and blurbs and excerpts and all those good things, reviews, yeah. You know, and then I have, like, my Facebook fan page, and people say, you're just mean. You like to torture us. I have to be good at something.
You are good at many things. You are good at many things. Writing being just one of them. But it looks delicious. I'm loving this cover. And you were just starting to tell me, and I said, no, save it for the show. How did you gain this incredible omniscient power over your covers? Because it is commonly known that we authors are powerless little minnows in the pond. And
right.
That your cover is sort of like handed down. Although I've been very lucky in my covers, I have to say. But I have met many of the author that has sort of held up the cover going, career killer. And it's hard not to cry. You know, it's like,
yeah,
my God.
The first two books that I did with Berkeley actually came out as Sensations in Mass Market. And if you actually go out on Amazon, you can see them still there on the Kindle versions. They're still there. And there's, the first title is Bound and Determined, and the second one is Strip Search. I called them Virgin Barbie and Guido Go to the Prom, Part 1 and 2. Because they were very much like old Harlequin covers with some cheesy backgrounds and a very like prom pose. It was like a couple at the prom, seriously. And the first one in particular, she is blonde and she looks Barbie-ish.
Ooh.
And, you know, my very sharp businessman from New York, they dressed him up like Miami Guido. It's awful.
Oh.
He's wearing a pimp chain of all things. I mean, it's just, talk about a career killer, right?
Mm.
And so
unless, you know, you're in the mob and you think that, oh, look, one of my own.
Yeah, no, that's not what was supposed to happen anyway.
Yeah, no.
So after I cried a whole lot and begged and whined and ranted, Berkeley basically said, this is your cover, have fun. and so, yeah, those books didn't do so well. And, you know, then I started writing in trades. And the first editor, bless her, love her, she's actually an author now. She's a wonderful person. She thought those covers were fabulous, however, and everybody else hated them. So I got a new editor who looked at those covers and went, what the hell's that?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, what is that? And I said, I don't really know what that is.
I don't know.
I
go to the prom.
Yeah, we asked that too and didn't get a good response. So I think she took pity on me, frankly. And so when it came time to do my first trade cover, she was like, here, why don't you tell me, like, what color you like? And you know, here's a few pictures. Do any of these ring your bell? And, you know, is there a font you like or a layout you like? And, you know, I think she just took pity on me.
Aww.
But then I think, as it turned out, that I kind of had, according to her, a knack for figuring out what worked for my book. So she kind of just let me have my way pretty much after that, which has worked out really well for me.
Oh, yay. But so you earned this through blood and tears.
I got the last laugh because Berkeley reissued those two books last summer with new covers that I picked.
Ah!
Oh, wow.
So now they're like collector's items.
The original ones, yeah, it's funny. I have a few left, and people will bring them to conferences every so often and ask me, you know, to sign them as my other me. And you know, it's always kind of funny, and they'll tell me that it's sort of a collector's item now, and I'm like, really? Okay.
Renee, we have a caller.
Oh.
Let's get them on here.
Okay. It's probably my mother. So just...
Hello.
Or mine.
You're on the show.
Hello. Welcome to Canned Laughter. Who is it? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? You're on with Shayla. Did you have a question?
I don't know if you're talking to me, but no.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for checking in. Okay. Thanks, Ray.
You know, there's no way to screen who's calling in before they call in. So
poor Ray.
There's an upgrade you might look into.
Ray's just learning it. Don't worry about it. Usually, you know, we'll just let it, which we probably shouldn't say this on the air, but, you know, we love to get calls, and it's lots of fun, but, yeah, we don't really screen them. So, generally, unless an author alerts me to a stalker situation, we like to get calls. But if they have a stalker or a bad person, then we don't take calls during the show.
I think that's...
Because that can get really awkward.
I was going to say, that sounds like a common sense maneuver to me.
It is. We actually had a show where the author's ex-husband called in.
Oh.
Yeah. But asked a great question about the novels. And that was it. It was super polite and fantastic. And I had no idea that we had that encounter. And admired his British accent. Very sexy. And she's like, yeah, it's my ex-husband. I was like, whoa.
Blast in the past, yippee.
And there you go. That made that show special. So I'm sorry if we lost the caller or if you just accidentally dialed this number and, you know, freaked out because you were on the phone.
Or were confused or who knows.
It happens.
Absolutely.
You know? But I have to say, yeah, I want you to design my covers. I'm liking my prom cover. I'm kind of my couple's covers. I'm liking my covers. But, wow. Mm-mm.
Yeah, you've always had pretty covers, so.
Mine are pretty. They are.
Yeah, see, when you've put up with some covers that you could call Virgin Barbie and Guido Go to the Prom, and you've had two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, then you have a cause to call up your editor and say, please.
No, I have been blessed by the cover gods. So, yeah, my Revenge Wears Rubies comes out today. But I'm not 64. No, no. On the Barnes & Noble's e-order list there, Missy.
It'll last 5 minutes, but I'm happy for now.
Do you do that? Do you check your rankings and follow those things and obsess?
You know, I had two friends who kept calling me and IMing me all day long because they were checking for me and wanted me to know.
Ah.
And, you know, finally about an hour ago, I had to say, you guys, you're making me a nervous wreck. Let's just, you know, it is what it is at this point. Let's just, you know, all have a happy day and talk about something else.
Yeah, it's like, there's not enough alcohol, people, okay?
Yeah.
We're doing this on day one. This is only going to unfold from here, so cut it out. Leave me alone. No, I think that sometimes it's a little too much information. It's hard. And once you start looking, it's hard to look away.
Yeah,
you know?
And, you know, when you were already in front of your computer, you know, all day long doing something else.
Yes.
Then, yeah, it's hard. You feel sort of weirdly compelled to peek, and even though you know you shouldn't, and it doesn't really matter, and, you know, all those things. You just have that moment where you're like, and
okay.
I think it was weirder for me because of the long hiatus in the series, and I really didn't know what to expect. But, yeah, I need to just, you know, focus and tell my friends to please stop calling me.
Please stop calling. But, I mean, not that this would encourage you to wait and do this deliberately to people, but yeah, it's kind of a risk, that break, but in a way, maybe it's built a lot of interest and momentum, and people are just very eager, and so this might be the secret. You might have stumbled onto something.
It was really interesting. I actually did a blog at Writer Space earlier today, and they you know, asked me for a topic, and I wrote, you know, that character happens, and I went into this whole thing about how, for me, you know, for some people, books are plot, and for some people, you know, books are character, and for me, it's all about character. And so I, you know, was telling the story about this series in particular, how every time I introduced somebody that I thought, you know, in advance would end up being a throwaway character,
mm-hmm.
they always turned into this, like, person that I personally was so fascinated with, and readers would write me and I would say, okay, I really apparently have to do a book about this person because I'm fixated and there are a few other people who are too, so okay, let's go with it. And every time, I mean, this has now happened in this series about 5 times, and I keep thinking, you know, if I don't stop introducing people, I need to make some boring people, I guess. I just, you know, some of the characters that I just really thought would be, you know, walk-ons for a scene or two,
yeah.
and suddenly I'm writing a whole book about them.
No, I think those are the great moments. I mean, for me, I think that's when I know I'm on the right path, is when those secondaries start stepping out and really pushing forward. And I hope, I mean, that's, you hope they push out for your readers, and it sounds like they are.
Yeah,
my problem
particular...
is when too many of them are clamoring at the same time.
Oh, that's not
like,
fun either.
It's like,
this particular character was, I left him at the end of the second book in a very unhappy place.
Oh.
And so a lot of people were like, oh, but he was, you know, he needs a happy ending.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, I know who's going to get a happy ending, and that is you. You are just, I hope, seriously, I know this is going to go well, and every time I see you, I'm so in awe. And keep going, girl, because, delicious.
Thank you.
Come back today, everybody.
Congrats on your release, too.
Oh, thank you. All right, it's shaylablack.com. Everybody go out and order some delicious, and I promise, new music in the next week or two. In the meantime, keep picking and grinning, and we'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
This show brought to you by Circle of Seven Productions, www.cosproductions.com. Please be sure to subscribe, and welcome to our circle.